Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. 500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines
and
focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, 48 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. Did you hear that? 48. That's the lowest number that we've had in months. It's almost safe to say that the second wave is over. But COVID-19 is not over. In some other parts of the world, they're going into a third wave. The numbers are rising in so many other parts of the world. So, Biko, don't stop taking your precautions. Huh? Limit your movement. When you must go out to work or to buy essentials, you have to wear a mask and keep your distance from people, and wash and sanitize your hands as often as you can. There's no second hard fact of the day because Lagos State's vaccination numbers for yesterday are not out yet, but we can expect that those numbers have gone up as well. So no league table yet today either. But don't worry, I'll update you tomorrow. I will. I'll be here tomorrow doing that for you. Today, what I have for you is hard facts, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the governor of Ekiti State, Fayemi, saying that some of the kidnappings in the southwest and in the northwest are to raise money for the insurgency in the northeast. Then let's talk about the Lagos State government planning to crack down on illegal changes to land zoning. And then let's talk about Kogi State finally accepting COVID vaccines. Remember, you can talk to us on Twitter and on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3 is Facebook. Nigeria Info FM is Twitter. And we're streaming live on YouTube as well. So feel free to keep watching there if you have to leave the vehicle for any reason. Or you can just simply listen online. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Now, on Community U Report, let's have a conversation about funerals. Why do we choose as a people to make the lives of the survivors of somebody who dies difficult during funerals? Why is it at that time that we decide that we're going to make demands upon demands upon demands on somebody who has just lost their father, their husband, their wife, their auntie, their uncle, their mother? Why do we not show more compassion when it's time to bury a family member? That's a conversation we'll have on Community Report today. We're going to have it for like 20 minutes, right? 20, 25 minutes. That's how long that conversation will be. That's because some sports will kick me out of the studio today at 4:30. And that's also why there will be no big hard fact. Now, news updates will come your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute if you want to play just a minute. I am going to try and find time and let you play that. If we don't have the time to play it, then whoever won on the morning show or the Sunny Side or What's Up Lagos is the lucky winner for today. Because like I said, this show ends at 4:30 today because Super Eagles are playing and we have to watch them and we have to root for them and we have to, you know, make sure that they succeed. Am I right? Well, that's it. That's the plan we have for you on Hard Facts today, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili and these are your Hard Facts. Let's bring you the big three.
The big three on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is there a link between kidnapping in the southwest and insurgency in the northeast. How often do Lagosians disobey construction zoning laws? And why has the Kogi government changed its mind about the COVID-19 vaccine? Those are the big three. Let's talk. Our first story is about the sponsors behind all the kidnapping in the northwest and the southwest. Today, President Buhari met with the service chiefs before his planned medical trip to the UK. And Babagana Monguno, the National Security Advisor, says that the president gave a specific directive. The president said that the government should go after the sponsors and masterminds behind the kidnapping and banditry, not just the kidnappers and bandits themselves. Apparently, President Buhari said that it was time for the armed forces and security agencies to stop being reactive and start being proactive. As in, instead of waiting for the kidnappers and bandits to strike and then try and find them and hunt them, it's better to investigate, use clues, find out who is pulling the strings and arrest them. Now, the president is not the only chief executive who's talking about sponsors. We also have the governor of Ekiti State, Kayode Fayemi. And he said, quote, "There is a direct correlation between insurgency in the northeast and what we are seeing manifesting itself as banditry in the northwest or kidnapping in the southwest. Some of the people involved in these are also the ones responsible for insurgency. They are using the resources that they make from kidnapping for the activities that they are conducting in the northeast. So we need to take a comprehensive look at all these things and not treat them in compartments. We must treat them as a comprehensive issue and then tackle them collectively." End quote. Words from Governor Fayemi of Ekiti State. So he's saying that the insurgency and the banditry and kidnapping are all different tentacles of the same beast. He's saying that money from one tentacle is being used to feed the other. So Fayemi thinks that it's pointless to fight each separately, that we have to look at it holistically. And this is not the first time that we've heard this. This is not the first time we've heard speculations or deductions that the insurgency and the banditry are linked. Remember that when the school abduction happened in Katsina, the state government was insisting that it was bandits. But we also had Boko Haram claiming responsibility, remember? And we saw video footage that appeared to put Boko Haram on the scene. And so it begs the question, it really, really does, are they related? You are listening to the president and the governor of Ekiti State, and they've said, go after the sponsors, these things are related. I wonder if you agree or disagree with them. Do you agree with Kayode Fayemi that the insurgency and the banditry are part of the same system and that the same people are behind both? What do you think about the president's directive to the military that we need to start tracing and targeting the sponsors and masterminds behind the insurgency? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And there's, of course, the number for our female callers only. Number for women only, 01465-7190. Do you agree with Governor Fayemi that what we should be doing is looking at the insurgency and banditry as the same animal? Do you disagree with that? And what do you think about the president's directive? Sam is in Ikorodu. Let's talk to him first. Hello, Sam. Thanks for calling us.
You're
welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, if the governor come out and said that, I mean, he must have a reliable fact, and then the government should act on it.
Okay.
And for the president, he is the commander-in-chief. That is the final word as far as security issue is concerned.
Hmm.
And so the service chief should obey that order and go after whoever that involved. They shouldn't wait until they strike before they begin to run after them.
Hmm.
That is my take. Thank you.
Sam, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Sorry about that. Call back if you can. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we've got Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Do you agree with Kayode Fayemi that the insurgency and the banditry are part of the same system and that the same people are behind both? And what do you think about President Buhari's directive to the military that we need to start tracing and targeting the sponsors and masterminds behind the insurgency? Let's talk to Jerry in VGC. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandy.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I heard a topic you had today for us.
Yes,
well,
go ahead.
As for me, the government of the day, honestly, they truly know who's behind it. So I do hope that they fish them out themselves. That is my take on them. Yeah, because I see the link between the kidnapping and the banditry all together, both the one in Southeast and the one in the Northeast. So they are both similar. They have something in common for which the government needs to do something urgently to stop that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Jerry. We've got Great, who's calling us as well. Great is in Lekki. Hello, Great. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir.
This is Great Amita from Lekki.
Yes. Go ahead.
I agree with the governor. Hello, ma'am.
Okay. You agree with him. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Agree with him. I also agree with our president, but our president has to stand up. Earlier is better because he's too slow. If he cannot rescue this country, he should hand over power to the person who is capable to rescue this nation.
You're saying who is too slow, the president?
Ma?
Who did you say is too slow, the president?
I agree with our president that the person that behind this is among them.
Okay.
But he's not doing anything. He's not talking. I don't believe talking.
Okay.
I believe action. They are eating together. They do everything together. But they are just talking every day. They should come out and face them.
Okay.
You understand, ma?
All right.
Yes, ma.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Great. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Zondo.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, for Kayode Fayemi to come and say that they use the proceeds of kidnapping to sponsor bandits in the north or Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth that we know before. We all know all these things.
Okay.
Just that the government is playing hanky panky with the people.
Okay.
And Buhari himself saying that they should try to warn the people that are perpetrating all this. He knows them. He is just coming. This is just a lip service.
Buhari created this thing, and it is hard for him to stop. That is why he is
playing hanky panky.
If he really want to fight terrorists, he will have cleared them. So he knows what he's doing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's talk to more people. 99.3. Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Of course, you can share your thoughts via Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Please use the hashtag Nigeria Info HF. That way we know that the message you've sent is targeted at hard facts. Joseph is in Ikoyi. Hello, Joseph.
Good afternoon, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon, welcome.
How are you today? I'm good.
I'm well, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this wonderful show. And as we listen to this show every day, you might not want to call, but at least you listen to the show, at least to be sure that you're getting the real facts of what is happening in our country and outside our own show here.
Thank you.
Sandra, I believe that Governor Fayemi has all the information he needs because he must have been gathering his own facts, you know, from his own source, trying to put, you know, 1 + 1 together and to arrive at this. At this point, I believe in what he said. Now, the question is, what are we doing with the information he has already given to us? What are the security agencies doing? Our doctors will be going on strike probably in 2 days' time. Our president is flying out of the country to go for a medical checkup. What's stopping from having that checkup here? Why are the health sector not working? Why is the clinic at Aso Rock not working? Why everything just not working? So is it the best time for him to leave now? So who now going to sit down with these doctors and hear them out and negotiate with them? The father is there, the children are sick, and he says, "Mother, please, look after these children, let me go and come." Only time will tell. Sandra, good afternoon.
Joseph, good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Is your office on a plot of land approved for residential use? You may be getting a visit from the state government. That's our second story. The Lagos state government says that it's cracking down on what it calls illegal conversion of real estate. So basically, every piece of land in Lagos has been designated either a residential property or a business property or mixed use or public park and so on and so on. And whenever you acquire a property and decide to build, you must use it for that specific purpose. You cannot build a house on a business plot or a bank on a residential plot. But according to the state government, lots and lots of Lagosians have simply ignored these designations. They buy a property, convert it to whatever they want, and now the government says that it's going to do something about it. We heard from Idris Salako, the Commissioner for Physical and Urban Development. He said the government is starting with an enforcement exercise in Ikeja GRA, Lekki Peninsula Scheme 1, Magodo Residential Scheme 1 and 2, Ogudu GRA, Omole and Apapa GRA. So basically, a government task force is going to go around all these areas with copies of the master plan. And if they see a residential plot with a business or vice versa, they're going to give the owner what is called a contravention notice. That notice means that you have to reconvert the property to the right type at your own cost, or you face a penalty. Now, we're doing our best to get a hold of the ministry so that they can give us details about the penalties and about the time frame that landlords will be given to comply with the reconversion. By the way, apart from this, the state government is also planning to execute new development plans for Lekki, Ibeju Lekki, and Alimosho. They're calling for qualified town planning consultants to apply for those jobs. I wonder whether Agogo will apply. In fact, I think I'll interview him about this new development plan, Seth. Let me go and find Agogo after the show. But yeah, between these new plans and the crackdown on violators of the old plans, it sounds like the Lagos state government is getting very serious about town planning. And I wonder if it's a little too late. Is this too late? Is this too late to be doing at this point? Because you have to ask some very serious questions, right? Why do people decide to convert their property illegally? Why does somebody buy a residential plot and turns it into a business? Or why does somebody buy a plot in a business district and convert it into a house? Is it just lawlessness, or is it just, I don't know, is it economic factors? Because some people say that it happened because of unemployment, for example. So a family has this house, it's their only asset, they can't afford to go and rent a shop somewhere, so instead they turn their house into a shop. Or maybe they decide to rent the house out. But the only people with the money to rent these properties are business people looking for shop space. And then you have traffic as another factor that I hear about. People say that the residential areas and the commercial areas are not properly linked, you know, anymore because roads are saturated. Normally in cities with residential and commercial areas being separate, you have an excellent mass transit system. or very high capacity highways linking them. So people don't lose time moving from home to work and back home. And since our roads are clogged here and we have no trains and the BRTs are few, the natural tendency is for people to convert their neighborhoods into mixed use. I wonder if you agree with this assessment. But hey, do you have a house that you've converted? Why did you do it? What do you think about this directive from the state government? What do you think about the decision by the state government to crack down on illegal conversion of plots? 01465-7190. That's our number for women. 01465-7190. There's also 0700-993-993-993. That's our number for men. 0700-993-993-993. Tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM and share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Charles.
Hi, Charles. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is this the best time to do that? Most of this conversion, if you go deep inside, got approved by the government of the state. So they start to talk about mobility by searching themselves right inside the office where the approval is given. I think the economy at this time may not warrant some of these intended conflicts they want to bring on Nigeria. Thank you.
All right, Charles, thank you very much for calling. We've got just 1 minute, so I will take messages via WhatsApp and then come back from the break and take your calls. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Sandra, I agree wholly with Governor Fayemi's deductions because he knows what he's saying as a security and military strategy expert. As for the president's marching orders, one is one to ask, how sincere is the president? Because as a five-star general, he should have known these things a long time ago. So why now? Z Isese in Jokande Estate is saying. All right, Zed, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, but Buhari told us that these people are from Libya, aka Gaddafi boys, meaning he knows them. So which people are they looking for again? Now, wow, that's a message from Divine. Divine, thank you for your message. All right, we've got more messages coming in, but we will take that break, come back, and then keep taking your thoughts.
Welcome back. Number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three. On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and like I said on our second story, if you have converted your plot of land that was approved for residential use into business use or into an office, you may be getting a visit from the state government. That was our second story. On our first story, I told you about the sponsors behind the kidnapping in the Northwest and the Southwest. President Buhari met with service chiefs before his planned medical trip to the UK. And the National Security Advisor says the president gave them a specific directive to go after the sponsors and masterminds behind the kidnapping and banditry, not just the kidnappers themselves or the bandits themselves. And then I told you that Kayode Fayemi, the governor of Ekiti State, also says that there's a direct correlation between insurgency in the Northeast and what we are seeing manifest itself as banditry in the Northwest and kidnapping in the Southwest. He's saying that the insurgency and the banditry and the kidnapping are all different arms or branches of the same tree. He's saying that money from one branch is feeding the other branches. And he's saying it's pointless to fight each branch separately. We have to look at it holistically. Lagos, the numbers to call and join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 01465-7190. 0, but only call that number if you are a woman. 01465-7190. What do you think about the decision of the state government to crack down on illegal conversion of plots? What do you think about the president's directive? What do you think about Governor Fayemi's comments? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Grandma Princess says that this Hydra-headed monster now ravaging Nigeria was caused by its leaders. What looks like Ekiti State Governor is just revealing is already known by most Nigerians who have been helplessly crying out to Nigerian government to fight to a stop. But because of their kind of involvement in this messy affair, the cries of Nigerians fell to deaf ears while politicians concentrated on politicking to gain juicy positions instead of insisting on government to plug the home where these ants were coming out to bite Nigerians. Now, what we are seeing is the more we look, the less we see. Let's talk to Geraldine in Ajah. Hello, Geraldine. Welcome.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
Yes. I want to speak on the decision of the Lagos State Government concerning this indiscriminate conversion of properties.
Right.
First of all, let's start with the people that are buying these properties. Most of them, they don't bother about checking if these properties are residential or commercial or mixed use.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
Then the second one is most of the people at the government ministry, the land ministry, they are corrupt. They are so corrupt. They come there, they know that this is not okay for someone to do a commercial build a commercial property at a particular place.
Right.
But they'll still go ahead and give them the approval they seek because they have paid some money.
Right.
Another thing is the need for a lot of to commercialize a lot of these properties. You see residential property, all of a sudden they will turn it into shop. It is more of conversion from residential to commercial. It's not the other way around because we are having this issue every time. You will see a building, people are living in. Before you know what has happened, give them quick notices and ask them to leave. When you come back again, they have turned them to shops. And it's constituting a lot of traffic where they are not supposed to be trafficked. If government is going to do that, let them also look into this indiscriminate building of filling stations everywhere in residential parts of the state.
Mm.
They just decide to build fuel stations. You know what that means? Explosions can happen at any time. People are living there. So it's not meant to be a place where to build filling stations, plazas, and all what not.
Right.
First of all, another thing is that it attracts armed robbery.
Right.
So what government is doing now is very good. It doesn't matter when they are starting.
They're starting.
It just matters that they are going to do it. That's all that matters.
All right, Geraldine. Thank you very much for calling. Loved talking to you. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
All right. I want to talk about Kayode, the Ekiti State Governor. About the insurgency and the damn financing. But you see, they don't really want to tell us the truth. That is one problem I have.
Okay.
Okay, if you say that the insurgents, the fund bearers there are being used to sponsor this and that, what are they doing to stop it?
Well, you just heard the president say, go after them. You know, stop going after just the bandits, also go after their sponsors and the masterminds.
Sandra, if you go there, that is still the same scam. Okay, like he met with the security chiefs, Abi.
Yes, before he traveled.
But did he officially hand over to, Yemi Osinbajo as his VP? Or he now hand over to the security chiefs? And then the security chiefs are there in the position to take over when he's not around, or the vice president.
Well, he doesn't need to hand over because he won't be away too long.
He need to hand over because this is the same thing that happened during the time of Goodluck and Yar'Adua. You know, Yar'Adua did not hand over. And so when Yar'Adua eventually died, then they begin to say who is in position to do that. And you know what the argument is?
Yes, but we've done constitutional amendment that prevents that kind of problem. Because remember, the last time that he was away for a long time, Yemi Osinbajo took over as acting president.
Okay, so now he's going away for 2 weeks. That 2 weeks, he's supposed to leave his seat.
That 2 weeks is still within the agreed upon time, according to the constitution. It's still within the stipulated time.
Sandra, let us not argue on this. There are a lot of things which these people are not telling us. And I used to say it, that until the people wake up and demand for the right thing to be done. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, they are not telling us the truth.
All right, thank you very much for calling us. I don't see what that has got to do with, go after the masterminds or, Kayode's statement that it's all related, or even, the second story. But, okay, we've got Samuel in Aja calling. Samuel, hello.
Hello, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, welcome.
Yeah, my name is Samuel. My concern is the president going on vacation in London or wherever.
Okay. Hello? Yes,
Sandra, the resident doctors are going on strike. They'll be going on strike while the president is going hospital overseas.
Hmm.
So what of we, the less privileged, where are we going to attend our own hospital?
Okay.
Ha. The service chief now... No,
Alan. Samuel, thank you very much for calling. Now, before we take a few more calls, let me bring you our final story on today's Big Three. Don't forget that on Community Report today, we'll talk about the demands that village people, extended family members put on, on the family of the bereaved when they lose a family member. We've got more messages here. Steve Ofere says, they claim that they've been arresting both Boko Haram and the so-called bandits with their interrogation. They should tell us the sponsors and their connection, or they are still denying that they are not terrorists. We've got a message here. Political therapist Bamboye says, president saying that the security chiefs should be proactive and not reactive. Those are good words, but actions speak louder than the voice that we are waiting. A lot of orders, not enough action. Joy Forever on Twitter says, it's only noise making by Governor Fayemi. They know them, but they cannot stop them. What a nation. The Lagos State Government is not serious. Look at Lagos Island, Lekki, who approved the building. The doctors have rights too. At least our president is on a health tour. All right. Well, our final story on today's Big Three, the Kogi State Government has finally agreed to collect COVID vaccines. Up until now, Kogi was the only state that was not vaccinating. Governor Yaya Bello said, no, we won't use our people as guinea pigs. So federal government and NPHC DA unlooked them and gave the vaccines to the other states. Now, it seems like Kogi is ready to be a guinea pig. The Health Commissioner, Saka Haruna, said that they are receiving the vaccines today and that they're going to start administering them soon. He said they'll throw it open to anybody in the state who wants it. So it's possible that Kogi won't obey the phases that NPHCDA has defined. Because remember, right now we are in phase one. The vaccines are supposed to be for healthcare workers, frontline workers, the elderly, those at risk because of some illnesses. So we're going to see if Kogi follows that or if they really make it an all-comers affair. We're keeping our eye on Kogi. But yeah, back to Governor Yaya Bello. Remember he said before that COVID was not real. Do you remember? And then later he said that COVID is not in Kogi. So Haruna was asked if Bello would take the vaccine in public like other governors have done. And the health commissioner, Saka Haruna, said, quote, the governor does not have to receive the vaccine before others will. I don't think there's anything special about COVID that we have to bring the governor out to come and receive the vaccine, end quote. So it's also not looking like he'll be taking the vaccine in public. And there's split opinions about that. Some agree that there's no need, but others think it would go a long way to get the people of Kogi to overcome their reservations. I mean, so many of you calling to say because you saw me took the vaccine, you are ready to take it, or you've gone and taken your own. And we've seen presidents and other world leaders take the shot in the public for the same reason. So I am curious what you think about the Kogi State governor saying, why do I need to do it? What is so special about COVID? Now, in the past, we've talked about how Bello in particular and the Kogi government in general have handled COVID-19. And now we've moved to vaccinations. And I want to ask again what I've asked before. Is the Kogi State government acting responsibly? 0700-993-993-993. Our number for women callers is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Mrs. Ajayi is in Surulere today. Hello, Mrs. Ajayi. Thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Ajayi.
I want to speak on the third story.
Yes.
You know, it is only in Nigeria here that everything goes. Okay. They make laws for the rich. They make laws for the poor. The people, the governor of Kogi State, you know, he will want to travel. His cabinet members too will want to travel abroad. Mm. And when they get there, they will ask them for their COVID visa. There will be no immunity for them over there. That is what they are doing, what they are doing now.
Mm.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Ajayi, for calling 99.3. Hello. Hello. Oh, no. Hello, are you there? All right, then. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Hello. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
Hi. What's your name? Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Concerned about my name is Peter.
All right, Peter. Welcome. Go ahead.
Because I can give you smart.
Mm.
How many reports have they, how many people have died in Kogi? How many people have been indicated that have that COVID-19 in Kogi State?
We don't know because they're not reporting.
Report, are they have any report? Because
Hi. Unfortunately, Peter, your connection is not great, so maybe call us back, eh? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thanks for calling, but you're calling the female line, so go and call the male line, eh? Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Let me go to WhatsApp where we have comments while we try to figure out what's happening with the phone lines. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Track from Apapa says, Geraldine spoke wonderfully. As far as filling stations, I believe government ministries that are supposed to be monitoring structures or standards, etc., should be punished for compromising. All right, Track. Thank you very much. We've got more people who are sending us messages. In my humble opinion, now may not be the right time, considering the economic stage of the country. This may further affect the public for the worst. Obinna Nsoedo is in Orchid Road. Thank you very much for sending your message in. Nigeria Info, my name is Kende. Of all states that the government taking vaccine will influence people, Kogi State is number one. The governor is a hypocrite if he fails to take the vaccine publicly. Sandra, if we look at it holistically, businesses bring development to any area. So if the government wants to really fix it, then they should treat it from the bottom, where they'll create an enabling environment for businesses to thrive in any business place. Then nobody will convert for any reason. All right. Let's talk to Patrick in Ejibo. Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to look at the last topic.
Uh-huh.
Concerning the
Kogi State governor.
Not even Kogi State governor.
Which
concerning
one?
Concerning the relatives of the burial.
Oh, no. That one is by 4 o'clock. We've not started yet.
Oh, okay. It has not started.
Yes. So call us at 4. We'll have that conversation then. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let's go back to WhatsApp. Benjamin Igondo says, to me, the president's directive to service chiefs is belated and immaterial. All over the world, the service chiefs do not necessarily need order from the president to investigate the activities and the sponsors of terrorism. It is just an unfortunate thing that most of our institutions are politicized. If not, what is the duty of SSS? How can you even fight terrorism and banditry without fighting and eliminating the trigger factors? I think President Buhari and his crew have capacity and competence questions. Okay, Benjamin from Igondo, thank you very much for your message. Let's take a look at more messages here. What's the job of the NSA? The service chiefs, if the president has to tell them how to do their job. Did Buhari just appoint people that will be loyal to him or work for the peace and unity of the country? I don't get this marching orders coming from the president. How many more marching orders does the service chiefs need to do their job? Each time one tries to stay off Nigerian news, it just keeps popping in your face, causing you depression. I'm sorry. Please don't be depressed. We've got more messages here. They were reluctant in accepting that Boko Haram is a terrorist group. In the same way, they are reluctant to say that the bandits are the same with Boko Haram. Let them bring both the arrested Boko Haram and bandits. Let's know what is their connection and who their sponsors are. Steve O'Ferry from Ijani King says, all right, Steve, thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello. Okay, sorry about that. 99.3. Sorry about that. I don't know what's happening. Okay, hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Bahami.
Welcome.
Okay, I just want to talk about this property thing. Mm. I think when we are talking about businesses, if we consider churches as businesses, then they become the major corporates. Hmm. Of this thing. You see some certain places,
mm-hmm.
you see a certain one particular brand of church will have five branches on the same street, and they say they are sowing seed. They are not sowing seed. They are just making houses more expensive because an individual cannot monster the same. If you and church are dragging the same property, there's no way you're going to get it. If there's a house is for sale today now, go and ask any agent. They will tell you, let us go and look for a church to buy it. These are the people that have the war chest to buy anything and anywhere. They buy up warehouses. Look at, is there any warehouse of any company that are folded up now that is not bought by churches? These are the only people that buy property and litter all this. Like in my house plan, on Sundays, I know how many sounds and songs I hear from all sides on the same street. You understand?
Mm.
So these are the major culprits. So government should look into that.
So you're saying government should consider them a business? Because even away from that, there's also noise pollution, and they're very guilty of noise pollution.
They don't put this religious sentiment into this thing. I'm a Christian, and I know that the major culprits are Christians. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I wonder what you think of our last listener's comments. Do you think that churches are the biggest culprits? Do you think that they should be considered a business? I mean, even if you don't consider that, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But there's something to explore there. Hmm? What do you think? There's something to explore there, right? The numbers are 0700-993-993-993. If you just tuned in, I told you that the president met with service chiefs before his trip today. And the National Security Advisor says the president gave them a specific directive to go after the sponsors and masterminds behind the kidnapping in the country. Not just the kidnappers themselves or the bandits. The president told them that they should stop being reactive and start being proactive. Governor Fayemi of Ekiti State also weighed in, and he says that the insurgency and the banditry and kidnapping are all different tentacles of the same animal. He says money from one tentacle is being used to feed the other tentacle. So he thinks it's pointless to fight each one separately, that we have to look at it holistically. And for that story, my questions included, do you agree with Fayemi? And what do you think of the president's directive to the military? And then for our second story, I told you that the Lagos State Government is doing something pretty interesting. So Lagos State Government says that if you have converted your property into a use that it wasn't approved for, you may be getting a visit from the task force. They're cracking down on what they're calling illegal conversion of real estate. Basically, every piece of land in Lagos has a designated purpose. It's either business, it's residential, or it's mixed use, or it's a public park, etc., etc. And whenever you acquire a property and you decide to build, whatever you acquired it to build is what you must build. But people have ignored these designations. They buy property, they convert it to whatever they want, and now government says that they're going to start doing something about it. They said they're going to start with Ikeja GRA, then Lekki Peninsula Scheme 1, then Magodo Residential Scheme 1 and 2, Ogudu GRA, Omole, Apapa GRA. A government task force is going to go around all these areas with copies of the master plan. If they see a residential plot with business or vice versa, they'll give the owner what is called a contravention notice. So what that means is you have to reconvert the property to the right type at your own cost, or you'll face a penalty. We don't know what the penalties are yet. We'll try and get the government in here to tell us what they will be. But yeah, that's what the Lagos State Government is doing. And in Kogi, they finally agreed to collect COVID-19 vaccines, but they're opening it up to anybody who wants to take the vaccine, and the governor may not be taking the vaccine in public. What do you think about this particular story and all the other stories on today's Big Three? We've got Promise in Ikotun. Hello, Promise.
Yeah, Promise. This is Promise.
Thank you, Promise. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about this. You said about the local government.
Yes.
About, Yeah. This thing is every house is there out there. Eh? Before these houses, they start building or complete their site, the government is supposed to approve it. So this is one of the things that government have to be checking about. Because you cannot see any building, just say around, just start building. Government have to check. No, they'll give you their guideline that, no, don't build here. Because this is the government. But they don't care. As far as they pay money, the government approves. Sometimes now they are saying that they want to check whether they'll be moving. So this fault is part of the government fault. But I would say it's very good because it's very good what the government is doing, because it also brought and bring about development. If you check like New York now, anywhere that this kind of like, residential house, being in a place like for business, they'll remove it. I'm not saying what government is doing is not good, but what they would have done, they have not done it. Are you getting me?
I'm getting you. All right.
I'm also the first time calling.
I'm glad that you've called today, and I'm glad you got through.
I used to listen to your program every day. Like, oh my God, today I got to a celebrity. I've been waiting to talk to you.
Thank you for calling, Promise, and thank you for listening every day. I appreciate it.
Yeah. My name is Promise. Just 19.
Okay. All right, Promise. Thank you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Goodbye. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Gabriel. Go ahead.
About the Lagos State, remove it, can't change the system. It's not possible. You know, like we just discussing, let's talk.
Okay.
It's not possible at all. Where we are growing up in Lagos, Lagos Island was the commercial place where the company is supposed to have their head office. What is the size of Lagos Island? When they give the new bank, 1989, the new other 80-something bank, license to operate bank, the Zenith Bank and other banks, they start moving down to Victoria Island. Victoria Island made for residential house. The Korea here where I stay made for residential house. Can you go and cancel a co-hotel, this big factory in a total office in Victoria Island? Victoria was made for residential house. When you close and go and rest. Lagos Island was the place they made for to build your head of it. What is the size of Lagos Island?
Thank you very much for calling. We'll take a break, come back, and take more calls.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let me go to WhatsApp and take a look at the messages you've left for me. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We start every day bringing you the big three. In about 5 minutes, we're going to switch gears and talk about funerals. We're going to talk about it for at least 20 minutes because we have to switch gears after that and bring you sports. Nigeria is playing Lesotho today. Go Nigeria! Yay, yay, yay! But yes, after the business news, let's talk about why we make ridiculous demands of the family members of someone who dies. So say my father dies and we're about to bury him, and it's that time that every Tom, Dick and Mbeke remembers that they will ask you for money for this and money for that and coolers for that and bread for this, and it's ridiculous. It's also callous if you think about it, because